Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have as we're in the heart of revolution season, people looking to lose weight, make money, and I know a lot of folks on this line are looking to make some money. That's why you're here tonight, to be trained and to learn more about our business, and you're going to be hearing in just a few minutes from one of our newest Red Diamonds, Eric Misch from Florida. He's going to be talking about systems, which is a really relevant topic no matter what time of year, but especially this time of year, since we're trying to compress time, trying to keep things simpler and more focused. So it's going to be a really great training. Before we get to that, I need to make some announcements here, keep people on track and focused as to what's going on. And first thing I got to talk about is Prosper Magazine. I keep on getting text messages and Facebook posts and email blasts. People are getting their Prosper magazines, they're showing up in their home, and they're saying, I can't believe this tool. I can't believe what we're sitting on here with this third-party validation of our people and success stories, of our products and our owners, of all the programs that we have in place. It is it's a game changer. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing tool that will help you in your healthy happy hours. It'll help you in your one-on-one meetings. It will help you when you mail out to business prospects and try to open up new markets. So anybody that you know that's serious about business, that understands timing, is going to look at this magazine and say, wow. You know, it really has some wow factor. The other thing that it has, and I've been in the network marketing industry for 20 years. I love network marketing. I love helping entrepreneurs. I love what we do. But there are a lot of people that say, you know what? That's not the business model that I'm really excited about. I'm excited about the products. I'm excited about making money, but network marketing, wow, I'm not so sure about network marketing. This magazine hits that head on. It answers all the questions about the validity of our business and whether people can succeed. Because every prospect is really asking themselves two questions. The first question is, will it work? And the second is, will it work for me? Are there people out there that are doing this as a business that are making money? And to see these two-page spreads on these people that, you know, are living a great lifestyle and having success, sharing health and wellness with other folks, you know, those stories, and there are 30-plus stories in there, really can be a game changer. And chances are there's somebody in your upline, somebody that you can connect with, somebody that you can work with that's in that magazine, and that makes it even better. So you're in your living room, you're at the Starbucks, or you're talking with a friend, or you mail something out, and they're thumbing through the magazine, and you say, go to page 24, or go to page 33, and there's somebody that I work with. If you'd like, I can get you on the phone with that person. So these Prosper magazines can be a real game changer if used correctly. So to use them, you got to have them. I hope that you've all got them. We've gone through a lot of our magazines already, and there are only about 10,000 left in our warehouse right now, so they're selling like hotcakes, and I'm glad they are. And I hope that all of you are ordering your 20-pack at least to make sure that your business is ready to go with those magazines. The next thing I've got to talk about are our group cleanse. You know, I just got off the phone with our day 9 group cleanse with Amy Venner. And these group cleanse calls are so fun. You know, it's amazing to hear the testimonials. You know, Gloria Coppola shared her story of, you know, joining Purium almost a year ago to the date. And she's down now 38 pounds, 2 pounds away from her ultimate goal weight, a goal weight that she almost thought was impossible. And she shared that story on tonight's call. It was super inspiring. We had lots of other inspiring calls throughout these 9 days. So I encourage all of you to plug into these group cleanse calls to, importantly, pull together a challenge group, to pull together a group of people and have them do this cleanse together. And, you know, I think it makes all the difference in the world to have that supportive energy as well as that competitive energy to keep you and others locked into the commitment to better health. And so use these group calls. We've got some great tools, some nice flyers that you can email out. David Sandoval has just committed to hosting the next round of calls. So, you know, you can hear from the owner, the founder, and the creator of the program, and he's going to be able to share in great detail and answer questions in great detail about the formulation. Dr. Mike has been on the kickoff calls for every one of the group cleanses. That's his commitment. So on the 19th, our naturopath is going to be right there to give out his email and share his philosophy on the cleanse and to make sure that everyone does it safely. So this is a program that's always worked will always work, but it works better if it's done together rather than as an individual. And this is the time of year to pull together a cleansing group to, you know, to whether it's in your workplace or wherever it may be, to shake up some power shake, let people try it, and ask them if they want to be involved. So it's a big part of our community and our culture, and Healthy Happy Hours have really always driven our business, especially at the beginning part of the year. Speaking of events, we've got a big winter road trip lined up. We've got regional events in Oahu, Orlando, Tarrytown, New York, and Long Beach all set up. We've got hundreds of people already scheduled for Oahu. I know that's going to be an amazing, amazing event that's coming up a week from Saturday. David Sandoval will be out there. I'll be out there. Brandy Shinoto and all the crowns from Hawaii will be out there. So it's going to be a rocking event. And that's just the start of, you know, a big schedule. We've got Crown Universities going on all throughout the United States and Canada, more popping up all the time. So go to mycrownuniversity.com to check out the schedule and to see what crown is going to be in your neighborhood or close by so that you can plug in to the best information about, you know, how to build your business. And that's really a perfect segue into tonight's call. You know, while many others were, you know, celebrating the holidays, and there's certainly nothing wrong with celebrating the holidays, Eric Mish and his team are out there working their business, working the system, and continuing to build momentum rolling into the new year. And I think that's exciting. It's exciting for somebody to understand timing and to understand the power of having a system to be able to effectively use time no matter what time of year it is. And so I'd like to turn the call over to Eric. He's a new red diamond, and he's going to share his philosophy on systems, why he uses a system, and how he and his team have continued to grow all throughout the year, 12 months in a row, you know, building and building and building using the system. So Eric, glad to have you on the line.
Thank you, David. Can you hear me?
Can hear you loud and clear.
All right, fantastic. Well, I just want to say thank you for inviting me to the call tonight. And I got to tell you, I am excited. I am so happy to not only be on this call tonight, but to be here with Purium at this point in time, because as you alluded to earlier, we have momentum in our favor. And that's a really exciting thing. When you look at it, we have the best product in the market by far. We have the best tools to help us promote the product, and by far we have the best leadership team in the industry, and I'm very confident about that. And now we have the best technology to support that with our new website and back office. So when you look at, you know, all the things that we have going for us with Prosper Magazine and all the things that you talked about, the regional events, I mean, this is the best time to be in Purium right now. And even though, as you can hear, I'm so excited about it, I wasn't always this excited. When I was introduced to Purium some 3 years ago now by my enroller and upline, Joel Calandrillo, you know, I was pretty excited about the products, but I wasn't so on board with, you know, sharing this opportunity. And a lot of my hesitation had to do with my time constraints. So, you know, as someone who works full time, you know, very demanding, you know, corporate job, I just felt like I couldn't devote the amount of time and energy to my Purium business that I really wanted to. And that was a big obstacle for me. But as I was reminded, you know, continuously by Joel, and he was so patient with me, but, you know, he continued to remind me that instead of letting my lack of time be the reason why I did not work my Purium business, you know, let that be the reason why I did work my Purium business. Because although I made good money, I didn't necessarily have the time and the freedom to, you know, enjoy it the way I personally wanted to. So, you know, he was, you know, really good about, you know, reminding me that even with limited time, you know, if there are people on this call tonight that, you know, have a full-time job, have other obligations going on in their life, and, you know, they just feel like sometimes they're just too busy to build a business, I'm here to tell you that it is possible. And even with limited time, you can build a tremendous residual income. And that's very exciting. And, you know, one of the ways that I really was able to achieve this in 2014 was utilizing systems, as you mentioned earlier. And to me, when you look at the word system, S-Y-S-T-E-M, it stands for save yourself time, energy, and money. That's really what systems mean for me. Systems mean an efficient way of working where I'm able to leverage my time and even, you know, limited time that I might have in my schedule. So I like to think that the systems for me are going to do 90% of the work, and then it just leaves me, you know, 10% of the work that the system can accomplish. But certainly I have most of it, you know, done by the system itself. And I'm just going to highlight for those that are on the call tonight, just a few of the systems that I personally utilized last year and really helped our team to, you know, grow tremendously. The company, you know, Purium provides amazing systems, which is something that really impressed me. And first and foremost in that is our gift card marketing system. I just to this day think it's so ingenious. It's so unique. You know, not just this, being able to offer a $50 gift card to people, but also the way the system is so clever, the way it does follow up for us. You know, it'll send out emails when someone activates that gift card. You know, we all know that the fortune is in the follow up, but, as a business person and as, you know, someone who's been in sales for a while, you know, I know that follow up is something that's, you know, sometimes it's hard to keep up with and it could be time consuming. So I really appreciate how that particular system, you know, helps me with some of that follow up. And then it also sends me reminders, you know, when a gift card's redeemed, that I've handed out, it'll send me a reminder that, hey, you know, reach out to this person. They're on day 3. And, you know, that's very helpful to me as well. And then, you know, other systems that Purium offers, the text messaging, system, you know, whether that's to support a new transformer that's come on board, to motivate them, to encourage them, to inspire them to continue and finish their transformation is so helpful. As well as, you know, the Team Sandoval messages, you know, that keep the entire team, motivated and updated on all the new announcements. It's really, really helpful for me in terms of getting information out to my team. And then our conference calls. You know, I love these conference calls because whether it's a training call like we have on Tuesday night, meet the owner call on Wednesday, or an opportunity call on Thursday, I just focus on inviting people to the calls. Instead of going over all of this information with them, I could simply, you know, send them a text, give them a phone call, tell them, hey, be on the call tonight. And, you know, I know they're going to get, you know, training, they're going to get information, they're going to get inspiration, you know, to really motivate them. And then, you know, within our team WIN, we've created additional systems which are extremely helpful to me. First and foremost is our Facebook support page. And we started this page back in February of 2014. It was just like 2 or 3 of us. You know, we just got together. We started a Facebook group. We started inviting people to the group. And today we have over 4,500 people that are part of this group. So, I mean, you talk about an efficient system. We can post a message on there or welcome someone new to the group or post some results. And, you know, some 4,500 people are going to, you know, potentially see that post. So, I mean, we actually use it as a prospecting tool. So, you know, we'll invite people, you know, who, you know, haven't even, you know, decided to purchase a transformation yet. And a lot of times, you know, just by seeing those posts, they're going to get excited and want to move forward. And then our mastermind calls. You know, we have 2 mastermind calls per week. And we have 2 different times on each day. We have an East Coast time and a West Coast time. And those calls are invaluable tools to keeping our team motivated, to give them a platform really to express their passion, for, you know, the Purium products and, you know, their business. And they're a great way to learn and to teach others, especially, you know, new people that are coming in that, you know, are just learning these systems for the first time. So, I highly recommend, you know, getting mastermind calls together for your teams. Just an amazing system I've personally utilized heavily in 2014. And then, probably my favorite here is the Healthy Happy Hours. I have to say these Healthy Happy Hours have, just ballooned our business, and our team personally. You know, we're big time promoters of events, whether it's a local Healthy Happy Hour in someone's home or it's a super healthy happy hour. We might, you know, get a conference room and, you know, make it a more of a regional type of event, but, you know, someone once told me that people make big decisions at big events, and it's so true. We've had so many people that, you know, because I find the decision sometimes is twofold. They may decide to do the transformation, but then the decision to really engage and immerse themselves into what we're doing with Purium and share this opportunity and really go big with it sometimes happens at, you know, a secondary event that they may attend. So we're big time promoters of events, you know, here in South Florida and throughout the country. And it's really propelled our business. So, you know, those are just a few of the systems that have personally worked for me throughout 2014. And rest assured, we're going to stay dedicated as a team to these systems in 2015 because, systems, you know, not only are they efficient, but they're duplicatable. You know, people can easily learn systems when they're simple, and they can then in turn teach them to others, and that's what really builds speed and momentum. So, you know, hopefully those on this call tonight will benefit from just a few of those pointers as I have last year.
Well, Eric, you know, there was a lot of great information, a couple of comments. Number one is I like how you use systems on a lot of different levels. You use it for newer people. You use it for people that are, you know, more serious about the business. I like how you use systems that are text-based, Facebook-based, phone call-based, you know, healthy happy hour-based. And I think it's the breadth of the utilization of the tools and how you've systematized your business that allows it to work for so many people. Is there anything, you know, that pops into your mind when you think about, you know, a certain type of person or somebody who may be newer or less experienced or more product focused and the sorts of things that you may, you know, have them, you know, the systems that you may have them looking at or working on or thinking about versus somebody who may be more serious or more business oriented or, you know, tell me about, you know, some, especially at the getting started level, a brand new person, you know, what are some of the things that you really try to make sure that they look at or are plugged into?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the first step is getting them plugged in. I just want to make sure that they are connected as much as possible. And, you know, the cell phone is really an amazing tool that we have at our disposal. You can do so much with a smartphone these days. So, you know, the first thing I have them do when they get started is pull out their phone and text Team Sandoval to 55678, get them plugged into getting, you know, the text messages. And then I get them plugged into our, you know, our Team Win text messages, you know, as well as, you know, inviting them to the Facebook group. You know, I want to make sure that they have access, you know, to Facebook, that they have access to email, that they have access to their cell phone, that they can get text messages. Because, you know, if they're not plugged in, I just find it's so hard to get them started right. Like that's where it starts. And it's near impossible, you know, with some 4,500 people on my team, and growing, you know, to make, you know, personal phone calls to each and every one of those people or, you know, meet with them in person as much as, you know, one can try. You know, it's just impossible. So the communication is critical. So I just want to make sure from day one that they do have access to all of those forms of communication.
Well, I think that's really smart, and I'm really glad that you mentioned Team Sandoval and the idea of giving them, I mean, you used a couple of terms I really like, you know, plugged in, giving them access, communicating with them. everyone is so busy, I think the assumption is that, you know, especially when somebody starts out, that they're not going to be fully engaged in Purium. It's going to be, you know, part of their attention. But by plugging them into those text messaging platforms, both your TeamWin as well as the corporate, by plugging them into the Facebook page, they're going to be getting lots of reminders, lots of things that they can choose to, you know, learn about, dive into, or not. And I think just by putting it in front of them and touching them on a regular basis, I think by osmosis, they'll feel the energy and find something that connects with them. So I think that's fantastic that you're doing that. One last thing then, tell me a little bit more about your Healthy Happy Hours. I know you're having lots of success with Healthy Happy Hours. It's a big part of our business, especially now, because people are looking to lose weight. We're right in resolution season. Anything that you want to share about, you know, how you invite or how you host or how you hold or how you follow up? Anything special that you do that you think has made a difference in the success of your Healthy Happy Hours?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that, actually, because I remember a phone call that you made to me about probably a year ago now. And I remember it distinctly because I remember where I was when you called me and you said, hey, Eric, you know, it's great that you guys are doing Healthy Happy Hours, but what you really need to do is a series of Healthy Happy Hours, like 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row. And I remember thinking, I'm like, well, David, how am I going to do that? How am I going to be able to accomplish that? I'm barely keeping up with doing one here or there. And then a little later on, it really clicked. It clicked that that's what I needed to do to get the momentum going. So, you know, it's great if you're able to do one, but it's even so much better if you can do a series of Healthy Happy Hours. And that's been the difference for us in the latter half of last year, where we really started seeing a tremendous amount of growth. Because what we would do is at the Healthy Happy Hour, whichever Healthy Happy Hour we're doing, immediately at that point, we're inviting everyone there to the next Healthy Happy Hour. And whether that's a few days from that point or it's the next week, we're constantly inviting people to the next event. So everyone's calendar here should be full. Like, there should not be any white space. Okay, there should always be dates that are coming up on the calendar. And if you just keep inviting, invite, I promise everyone on this call, the momentum will take care of itself. And before you know it, the venues, you know, whether it's a home, it's a rec center, or, you know, a hotel room, will become too small. I mean, literally the rooms are overflowing to capacity, and we're having to get larger and larger rooms because each and every one that's done, the next one, get larger and larger. More people come and they bring friends. So, you know, that's exactly what you want. And it's just the coolest thing to see a room so packed that there's not enough seats. People are overflowing. They're outside in the hallways, you know, trying to listen in. That's really, really cool and exciting to see that.
Well, I'm glad you shared it that way. A couple things, important insights. So just like with your Facebook page, you know, you said last year we started it and we started with 2 or 3 people, you know, and we started with 2 or 3 people and it's grown to 4,500 people. So it's all about starting and also this idea of events. It doesn't mean that you personally have to do all the events. What it means is you have to start the process. If you're committed to building a business, you need to reprioritize and invest some time and effort to start the process. Ultimately, you'll have other people. I just heard about this group in New York that's got 4 women together. They each invited 40 people. They got 160 invites. They're hoping to have their first Healthy Happy Hour have, you know, 30, 40, 50 people because they just didn't know any better. And they just teamed up, got excited, and you know, if they have that kind of explosion, as long as they link up to the next event, as Eric said, then as long as they have somebody who's carrying forward that momentum, then it will stay consistent and it will continue to build. And so that's really important, and that's the reason that we have Crown Universities. That's the reason we have regional events. That's the reason we have a national event. That's the reason we have conference calls. So there are lots of opportunities to constantly be forwarding your momentum. You don't have to do it all yourself. Team up with somebody in your community it's a great excuse to enroll somebody, to say, you know, hey, I'm looking to build a team. You love hosting parties. I love, you know, presenting information. I've done this transformation. I've lost a bunch of weight. I'm hugely committed to it. Let me show you what can happen if you open up your home 3-4 weeks. I'll bring the products. I'll bring the tools. I'll bring the DVD. You just do what you always do, which is host awesome parties, and we'll do it. So find a way to make it work. Find a way to eliminate the limiting beliefs. Find a way. All excuses are equal. Figure out a way to move your business forward from point A to point B using the principles that Eric shared. So it doesn't have to be every single exact thing he did, but everything he did was the right principle. And so you got to figure out a way to make it work on your team, in your life, in your community, because it does work. The products always work. The system always works. It's just a matter of you making sure that you and your people and your team are plugged into it and working it. So, Eric, fantastic call tonight. Thanks for sharing so many details about your business, and congratulations on your success in 2014, and looking forward to seeing you at the crown level and beyond here in 2015, and thanks for sharing tonight.
Thanks, David, and thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us this evening. As we said, we've got to always be promoting to the next event. So tomorrow night is our Meet the Owners call, Wednesday night calls, same time, same number. We also have our Day 10 Group Cleanse Support Call. It'll be a huge celebration. I'm sure lots of people sharing lots of stories. That's a half hour before, so that'll be fun. And we have our Business Opportunity Presentation call on Thursday. We've got our first regional event in Oahu on the 24th. We also have 3 Crown Universities coming up this weekend. I think we have 2 in California, 1 north, 1 south, and also 1 in Tarrytown, New York. So just, you know, stay plugged in yourself if you're looking to build a business, looking to earn some income. You know, make sure you've got enough information to know what to do next. And if you don't, get with the person in your up team that can help you to direct you as to, you know, how to put the pieces of the puzzle together and connect the dots like Eric has. And you'll be successful. Next thing you know, you'll be a red diamond too on this call, sharing your success and your system. So thanks, everybody, for listening in. And we will catch you tomorrow night on the Meet the Owners call. Bye now.